Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Remember getting mountains of credit card offers in your mailbox? Well, nowadays, they're likely to show up in your social media feeds. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The Employee Benefit Research Institute says that retirees and workers' confidence in having enough money for retirement have risen over the past year to all-time highs. Specifically, 82% of retirees polled said they're optimistic about their ability to live comfortably in retirement. That's up from 75% last year, and it's the highest since the survey started in 1990. Now, among working Americans, about 66% said they or a spouse have saved money for retirement. On one end, 40% of workers reported the total value of their savings, excluding home equity, is below $25,000. In contrast, 23% said they have saved $250,000 or more. And the consumer banking company Sallie Mae is out with its newest Majoring in Money study. It indicates that college students have a lot to learn when it comes to finances. When asked multiple choice questions about how interest accumulates and the meaning of interest capitalization, also minimizing costs and repaying loans and how payment behavior can impact credit costs, only 25% were able to answer each question correctly. Also, a majority of those polled said that family and friends are their main resource for learning money management. And about half said the reason they don't have a credit card is to avoid debt as much as possible. By the way, Sallie Mae quizzed about 2,400 students, a mix of college students, also recent college graduates, and those who left college without a degree. Say what you will about online ads, but they're cutting into the amount of junk mail we get in our snail mailboxes. Maybe that's a good thing, but credit card companies see it as a potentially lucrative opportunity. And Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis is here with some details. So Anna Maria, it's not like companies are dipping their toes into the waters here. Capital One and American Express are spending large amounts of money to reach customers online, and specifically social media.
That's correct. 2018 was the first year where there was significant spending on social media, specifically with regards to credit card solicitations. American Express and Capital One definitely led the way in terms of the increases. Capital One, for example, spent nearly $19 million on Facebook ads that were geared at getting consumers to sign up for their credit cards. This was in 2018, so that $19 million figure was just shy of $3 million in 2017. Similarly, American Express, which was at around $13.5 million, spending, again, on credit card ads geared at new consumer customers, that $13.5 million figure was $4 million in 2017. So it's a sizable increase. It's important to point out that this spending still pales in comparison to the amount of money that card issuers are spending on the traditional mail solicitations. In particular, when looking at Capital One, there is still quite a big difference there.
But if you're looking for a young customer base and to build a future customer base, it makes a lot of sense. You have to fish where the fish are.
That's true. And so one of the reasons why issuers, in addition to Capital One and American Express, we've seen this an increase with Discover as well in terms of spending on social media. Wells Fargo also has been present on social media. And essentially what they're all going after in large part are the young adults, people in their 20s, their 30s, who they are hoping to get now, to get them as card customers and hopefully turn them into lifelong customers. And so they're basically exploring their options in social media to see where do we go and what strategy do we use to try to appeal to these people. So in many ways, it's still pretty experimental, though more money is going towards this effort.
And the credit card companies are getting smart about this. They're lining up so-called social media influencers to do some of the legwork for them.
Right. So American Express and Wells Fargo and Capital One are examples of big card issuers pursuing this strategy. Oftentimes, the so-called influencers that they are paying to do this are people who either travel a lot, and so they might be paid to promote a travel rewards credit card. You know, they're on a beach somewhere, on a plane, something that signals travel, and they'll put a post on Instagram saying something about their experience and also touting the card in the process. The other strategy as well has been partnering with chefs and other foodies. So a lot of rewards cards in particular, as an example, one that Capital One rolled out last summer, offer are pretty generous in terms of their cash back offerings on dining. So in that case, they'll partner with foodies or chefs who will, as part of that partnership, basically post messages on social media that also tout the card.
But there's a fly in the ointment here. Setting all these social media campaigns, it kind of takes targeting out of the equation. Companies can't really narrow their focus to people, for example, with a particular credit score they're trying to reach.
So it does narrow it in some ways and broadens it in others. For example, the credit score point you made is a good one. For decades, the traditional mode of soliciting card customers has been reviewing their credit reports, their credit scores before sending out the mailings that show up in everybody's mailboxes. Now, the pitfall with that strategy is that a lot of people don't open the mail, so just go straight to the trash. It's not as easy, let's say, to ignore something that comes up on your social media feed or that you see, you know, when you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as opposed to, oh, here's more trash mail, let's just dump it. So then you look at, okay, what are the pros and cons of trying to find, really target the card offers on social media? Well, as you point out, there's no real way to know what a person's credit score standing is when you're sort of targeting stuff online that way. But there are ways to make certain types of pitches pretty precise. For example, a sense of whether somebody travels a lot, posts information about traveling a lot, maybe has labeled it as an interest, for example, on their Facebook account. So card issuers are able to say, okay, we want to blast this out to people in this age group who like to travel and maybe are living currently in X region. So you can better target potentially interests on social media, but the credit component of it becomes harder to see into.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andreotis here in our studio. Anna Maria, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.